In Chris Harrison fashion, you guys, we want to welcome you to this very special one-hour historic event only here on AfterBuzz as we recap everything that's happened tonight on Nick's finale of The Bachelor. What's going to happen next for Nick? Let's talk about it right here on AfterBuzz.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You guys, I have to tell you a story about this song
because I love this song. Okay, when I was a kid, I'm 32. I had you guys may relate. I had a Walkman, right? And I used to go on a jog with my sisters because then I'd like wear my champion sweats and I would listen to this song over and over because we had tapes and we only had a couple.
I can just see you. Oh, like, yeah.
I just love this song. Anyway, you guys, welcome to AfterBuzz TV, The Bachelor. I'm your host, Brooks Forster, and to my left...
Hey, everybody, I'm Christina Zias.
Hi, guys, Chelsea here.
You guys, where can people find you on your social media outlets?
You can find me at Miss Zias, MissZias.
And Chelsea? And then I'm on Instagram at Millennial Miss.
What can I? What can you guys promise me if I go there? What's gonna happen? You're snarky comments. You're doing bachelor recaps. You're doing blogs.
I'm doing fashion blogs. I'm going to Get Cuba out. On Friday.
You
so follow my trip.
Are you so excited?
I'm so excited.
I can't wait to see.
Yeah.
And now that you don't have to go in illegally, you're like, I'll do it now.
I knew I'm kind of bummed because I had a Greek passport this whole time, so I could have
gone.
And I didn't, and now it's like not as special, but whatever.
I messed up. Yeah, it's
whatever.
Okay. Redemption time. What about you?
Well, I'm not going to Cuba on Friday, cool. But I'm sharing all my blog stuff, and we've got some really cool stuff coming, so you should check it out.
I'm so you had an issue with your Instagram at one point.
I still
did
have
you ever
an Insta.
You
I mean,
still
an
do?
Insta issue, yeah.
What's the Insta issue?
What's the issue?
So if anyone listening has a friend... third cousin, a neighbor, someone that works at Facebook or Instagram, can you please DM me? I would really appreciate it.
Because this is a tragedy.
Wait, what's your issue?
It's just, you guys, we have so many more.
Okay.
I just have
to finish my Instagram story real quick.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
Brooks, where can they find you?
You can find me at Brooks Forster on Instagram and Twitter. This weekend, I'm going to Joshua Tree.
Fun.
Pretty stoked about that. It's supposed to be 90 degrees, so.
It's on my bucket list.
Wait.
I've never been. No,
it's like right across the street.
I know.
Just head over. Yes.
What I'm really looking forward to on Instagram is to see like what type of post Vanessa is going to start doing. I feel like she's going to do like teeth whiteners.
Well, first of all, she's the most beautiful teeth.
I think it'll work for her so well. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think she's going to.
You don't think she'll do any of that?
Out. Yeah. Do you guys think
that... I disagree.
You
she's going to 100% yeah. fall out.
Okay, she's already started, like, her charity. Like,
yeah! Exactly!
That was hysterical. She's like, well, I already started a charity. We're like, get it.
Get it, Vanessa.
Do you guys feel like, just before we get into tonight's episode, do you think that people on social media have gotten more forgiving of posting about different brands? Like, I get it. You have to, like, you know, support yourself as an influencer / blogger. It's part of your job.
I think it's... just in the manner that you do it.
100%.
Like, if your whole page is now just a scrolling advertisement, you know, like, at least, like, make the effort to make it somewhat genuine, you know, or, like, organic instead of, like, today, here's your discount code. Today, here, you know, like...
Yeah, definitely. I think it's all about how you do it.
Okay, because I listen to a lot of podcasts, and a lot of podcasts are like, this sponsor, you know, our podcast brought to you right at the very beginning, and I obviously skip through most of those, but it doesn't bother me that they do it.
Right.
And I just had that question the other day, I just thought I'd ask. I do have another question about social media, since we're on the topic. Do you guys feel like, because we saw, I don't want to jump the gun here, but we saw that the... men came out for Rachel tonight. They did something untraditional. Do you feel like social media is changing the way that the fact that you can get such a big following after being on the show, do you think that that's changing the way that The Bachelor casts people? Do you think it's making it better or do you think it's worse?
I don't know if it necessarily changes the way they cast people because I don't think they look at... I mean, potential castmates by, you know, judging who has the most followers.
Right. However, more in terms of, like, people applying. Do you think more people are applying? Because they're like,
I think
get a big social media following.
I think
after.
The show has just gotten so popular, definitely more people are applying because of that.
So you think that's made it better?
No, I think it hasn't made it better because now I feel like I don't find as many people genuine. I'm like, why are they going on there?
Okay, that's okay. Same. What do you think?
Exact same.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the reason I asked that because I've been noticing that as of late. Like, if you go on The Bachelor and you're like, you know, top 20, you've got 50,000 followers
at least.
I'm like, instantly, yeah. It's crazy. And right. Then if you make it to the end, it's like million plus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's immediate leverage. Opportunity in terms of like financial gain for your own Instagram. So like you are getting paid to go on the show.
For sure.
You know what?
Where in the past you weren't.
Right. I can't even like hate the people for doing what they're doing. Like good for them. They're like leveraging their following. For me, what I guess is like a little unauthentic is how they're off of The Bachelor and then 2 days later they're repping FabFitFun.
Right.
And I'm like, that took no time at all. Like so, I mean, it's fine. Like, maybe I'd be doing the same thing, too. It's, like, hard not to. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think it definitely changes the way we watch it.
Okay.
And I think the reason, you know, they've made such a big push for Rachel is because she doesn't necessarily have as big of a following as some of the other girls. So they want to make sure that, like, they're throwing her in our faces so people will watch The Bachelorette.
Yeah. Do you remember the days when Twitter would come across the screen and you could, like, live tweet and they would put particular people on the screen?
Yeah, at the bottom.
Yeah, and they stopped doing that. I think that helped really build engagement in terms of, like, hashtag The Bachelor, which is one of the most... It trends every it's single huge, Monday
yeah.
night.
It's like...
NFL football and The Bachelor, they compete. And now that the playoffs are over, it's like, we own Monday night!
Exactly.
The Bachelor! Okay, thanks, guys. Let's get on tonight's episode. you guys, it seemed kind of a little helter-skelter in the very beginning. I was really nervous. What did you guys think going into tonight's episode?
What were you nervous about?
I just was, like, nervous that... Nick, in fact, was going to end up alone. Like,
he was
going to propose to Vanessa, and she was going to be like, I just don't know, I'm unsure. And then we're going to have this really weird after the final rose moment. I was prepared for that, but I was nervous that we were going to have to go through that, that Nick was going to have to go through that. I mean, of all the things we've said about Nick here on the show, of all things that we've seen this season, like, I mean, you want the best for somebody, right? And I was like, there's a good chance that he could end up alone.
Well, I mean, I'm not convinced that they're staying together after that, after the final rose, like...
Right.
Which we can get to.
Right.
But starting off the episode, I mean, I had a feeling that Vanessa was going to come out strong, but I wasn't really honestly attached or sold on either of them.
Right.
For me, what was so interesting is that when... So we met... Raven met his family first, right?
Yep.
And it really seemed like they hit it off. Like, mm-hmm. she is just so fun and loving and so warm. And they all seem to really like her. I think, like, her dad kept saying, Nick's dad kept saying, like, I know Raven would be a great partner. Like, I can see her part of this family.
Right.
And then Vanessa met his family. And for me, like, Vanessa has all the characteristics you want. First of all, she's beautiful. Like, I want to love her.
Yeah.
And she's such a strong, smart, and independent woman. And I feel like that is what Nick wants. But she just seems like an ice queen. Like, she was just cold.
Yeah.
And that's the vibe I got the entire time when she was with his family.
Chelsea, rebuttal, 2 minutes, go.
Okay, go. So, I don't think it was an ice queen. I think, like, or every time I watch the show, I have to remember that, A, we are watching a show. But at the same time, like, this is their life. So, I think for Vanessa to go into a family and, like, having those right off the bat, trying to have those honest and, like, thoughtful moments with them, like, hey, like, what do you think? You know what I mean? Or I don't know if after 2 weeks of dating this man on national television with 20 other women around that I am ready for a proposal, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, in real life, off the camera, they would be like, hell yeah, I agree with you. You know, like, who's ready for that? So I think maybe just for this setting, because everyone's always like, I'm so ready. I love you. Like, I can't wait. Vanessa all of a sudden became, like, abnormal to express that.
Yeah,
see,
I hear what you're saying.
You know, like,
I get what you're
in
saying.
In this world, it's
sense.
Backwards. It's backwards.
Right,
world.
It's just backwards.
However, I don't think she said it the way you just said it. For me, I guess it's just because she seems like to be resisting him the entire season.
Right.
Maybe that's why. But, like, I mean, I get it. It's like you want me to say yes to you, but at this point in time, you still don't know if you want to propose to me or another woman. Like,
right. Like,
nobody like that.
I know.
It doesn't make me feel great.
And I looked at you during the show, and I was like, Christina, could you imagine if your fiancé, right, was like, well, gosh, I'm not sure. Let me just think about it.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Brooks, how would you have handled the situation?
Which situation
I mean,
exactly?
Meeting, like... Nick's family or meeting Desiree's family? Because you didn't do that, right?
Oh, yeah, I didn't do that. I wouldn't have handled it well at all.
You don't think you would have?
No, I would, because...
Do you think you would have been the Vanessa or the Raven? Would you have been more hesitant?
No, definitely would have been more Vanessa. Okay. And so I can empathize with Vanessa in terms of, like, her saying, hey, I want to take time, I want to make sure, and this mm-hmm. process is moving so fast, I'm not really sure exactly how I'm feeling. I don't want to say goodbye to you, but at the same time, this is requiring me to accept a proposal from somebody that I only want to do once because I'm considering that proposal as a commitment to going into marriage. Mm-hmm. So I also found that tonight was very interesting because after the final rose, she had me up until that moment. I'm like, yeah, I'm with you, Vanessa. I know how you feel. I left the show. I was like,
yeah,
I couldn't do it to the point where I was like, I gotta get the out of here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But then and tonight on the after the final rose, she was like, you know, and I was like, wait, what? Like everything leading up to this, you've said like, I want this, I want, you know?
Right.
So it was just a little confusing to me. And I think that that's because maybe she's confused. She's a little like, what do I do in this situation? You've now accepted the proposal. And even if we as individuals feel nervous about something, when you, law of congruency, right? We try to stay congruent with what we say mm-hmm. and do. And I feel like she's trying to stay congruent with what she's said and done. Mm-hmm. But maybe feeling quite unsure about it.
Okay,
did I go too far?
No, I don't think so.
Can I say something really quick? Yeah. Chat roll, I apologize for those of you listening to the podcast. We have a live stream on YouTube, and most of the time we have a computer here and we can interact with you on chat roll. We don't have that tonight, so we apologize, chat roll. So if you're...
I can bring it up for you if you want.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, do that. That'd
solutions.
Be
Chelsea, what were you saying?
I feel like I maybe should know this answer, but the finale has to end in either a proposal or not, right? Like, he couldn't be like, Vanessa, I love you, like, let's date, right? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
no,
let's work out our relationship.
Doesn't have to be
offline.
A proposal.
Wait, yeah. Isn't that what Juan Pablo did?
But what happened to Juan Pablo?
He was the most
got crucified
hated.
For that.
Yeah, but Juan Pablo
for us
was
other
an
reasons
asshole.
Aside.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Other reasons aside, yeah. But for that reason, too. Remember, like, it's like, you know the terms
rules.
Of the show,
yeah, okay.
Right?
Yeah,
I think that if Nick actually... said to Vanessa, I love you and I want to be with you. I know we're both a little hesitant because we're nervous about the situation. Mm-hmm. We've only been dating for a couple weeks. Like, I want you to be my girlfriend and I hope that you'll be my fiance and then my wife. I feel like she would have handled that well.
I do too.
I mean, maybe not. You'd be like, wait, yeah. This isn't what I signed up
because
for.
Because then at that moment when she seemed so genuinely happy when he was down on one knee.
Yeah, she did.
Right?
Yeah, she did. It was the first moment that I was like, okay,
yeah,
you got
same.
Me. You sold me.
Yep.
Because when the father said, oh, Vanessa came in and she convinced me that she was in love with him.
You
I'm
were
like,
not convinced.
Not me.
Yeah.
I don't know
also,
how.
Also, like, I just feel like someone shouldn't have to convince you or your parents. Like, that you should feel that and you should believe in that. I think convince is such a harsh word in that situation.
Right.
Yeah,
but
maybe
at the
misappropriated
same, but at the same time, they did meet Caitlin and Andy and they were positive that Nick was going to marry one of them.
Yeah.
So they both thought that those two women were in love with their son, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's probably, like, a really hard position for the parents.
Yeah.
And what was interesting to me is that they kept bringing up Caitlin. I don't know if you guys caught that.
I didn't catch that.
And I was like,
yeah, dive.
Yeah, they kept bringing up Caitlin and like how Nick was so devastated. Like, he was so positive Caitlin was going to choose him. And I remember watching that season thinking, I really had no idea who Caitlin was going to choose.
Right. I think that was probably the most suspenseful choice as well in recent Bachelor history.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go back to like, we have chat roll up here now. They're talking about Brad Womack. He never chose anybody. Mesnick, he chose somebody and then changed his mind. Some people are on the chat roll are saying that they'd be okay with the show ending without a proposal.
Yeah.
Do you think that that's a widely accepted opinion or
no.
a widely shared opinion, I mean?
I mean, personally, it's my opinion. Like, I think maybe that's the
you
realistic
would be okay
side
with
of
it,
me.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with it, but at the same time, like that's not the premise of the show. So like
right.
I think like a wider audience probably would not be like, hell yeah, you guys go on a
date.
You know?
You keep
like
dating
they,
you guys.
Yeah.
There's no romance in that really. It's just
yeah.
like, okay, anyone can be dating at this point.
Okay, so you saw the parents bringing up Caitlin. Do you think that the parents were rooting for one contestant over the other, Raven or Vanessa, or do you think they were just happy for Nick to find whoever? Did you sense any of that?
You know what? I sensed initially, I definitely thought that they thought Raven would be the natural choice. Like, I thought they were rooting for her. Like, yeah. Even, like, Nick's sister, Bella, who, by the way, is a spitting image of Nick. I couldn't stop staring at that.
Yeah.
I thought they all really loved Raven. But then there was something about Vanessa, and I don't know if we didn't see it. Maybe it was just editing. Maybe they're just trying to show us, like, Vanessa giving him a hard time or Vanessa trying to find these answers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But her mom seemed to be so overwhelmed by Vanessa in a great way, you know?
I think so. Yeah, I picked up on that.
Did you feel like they were underwhelmed by Raven? They're like, oh, she's sweet, she's nice.
Kind of, yeah. In comparison to Vanessa.
Right.
Hmm. Okay.
You guys, Danny can't be here tonight, but he's watching and he says hello to everyone on chat roll.
Yeah, we totally forgot to tell you, by the way. I'm sure you noticed. Yeah, Danny in South by Southwest doing really cool things with...
But he just texted me a screenshot, so he's watching.
Oh, cool. Hey, Danny. okay, so let's go into some of the dates and what you guys kind of felt.
Santa Claus. Yeah, I love Santa Claus. I just don't know if I'd want to hang out with Santa Claus a few days before.
No.
I was supposed to be getting...
Okay, the Santa Claus thing was a little weird.
Okay,
however, the rest of the date was pure magic.
Okay.
I love horseback riding. Like, horseback riding in a winter wonderland. Date. Not through a winter wonderland.
That's true.
Always on
it was gorgeous. Yeah.
But that's so much more my vibe.
What, the beach?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But it was so beautiful. Yeah. Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, I did like that change. What exactly, aside from the date
the horses,
did you like about the date?
I liked the horses and I liked the husky puppies.
You did?
Because I literally tweeted that the husky puppies were the best part of the whole season.
Like, yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Because there was a conversation with Vanessa and Nick where they started to talk about their relationship and... she wanted him to
give her kind of closure,
right. You know, of like, where is this heading? Are you going to give me the rose at the end or not? Which he said, like, mm-hmm. I know what you want for me to say. That whole conversation, just what were your feelings in relation to their conversation? Were you like, this is off? Oh, let me ask you this. Both of you have been proposed to recently. Congratulations.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks,
and she, yeah, thank you, yes, thank you for accepting proposals, I guess. But going into that proposal, first of all, did you guys know prior that you were going to get proposed to?
No.
Or do you have a sense?
No.
You didn't it was total surprise for you,
Total
Chelsea.
Surprise. Like, I almost peed my pants. I had no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Shocker.
I had some idea.
You had some idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to direct this question at you, and then we'll have you build it afterwards.
All right.
But...
I feel like we're on a game show or something.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay. Leading up to that, though, did you feel like Vanessa at all? Like, could you relate to her in terms of, like, getting ready for a proposal? She was somewhat nervous. She was, like, uneasy, didn't have closure. Like, can you relate to that is what I'm driving at.
Well, for me, it was very different. Like, I 100% knew I wanted to be with my fiancé. So, like, there is no hesitant... See, like, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I wasn't hesitant at all.
Hesitation.
Yeah. Thank you. And I didn't know that it was going to happen. Like, I knew he asked my parents for permission. So I...
Yeah.
And I've shown him my ring Pinterest board. So, like, I had some idea that he was going to propose to me. The moment I realized when he started talking that he was going to propose to me, I was overwhelmed. And I was nervous, but it was more of, like, out of excitement.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Right. I was like, oh... Like, this is happening. And it was just a very emotional moment.
Yeah. And what about you?
I felt...
Chels?
Well, I mean, I really had no idea. So, like, I mean, I think it was the first time I was like, I'm glad that we had done distance because I thought we were just going on a date night. So, like, it was always fun to, like, dress up or, you know, like, brush my hair. So, like, if we hadn't done that, I would have been like, oh, we're just going now. Like, I'm just going to wear my... You know? But so What did you ask? Like,
yeah,
I don't even know what we're talking about.
Just about the proposal.
Yeah.
What I'm driving at is I think a lot of people watching this, especially women, if you're getting proposed to, you have an ideal or like this vision of how that's going to happen.
Right.
And I think Vanessa had the same thing. And so going into this, she's expressed that there are certain ways. Yeah. Well, and maybe it wasn't meeting that expectation of like, because she said, I want to feel different. I wrote that down and I was like...
Well, of course, I mean, I think every woman on this earth, like, that is a dream. Just, you know, it might be a different dream for each of us. But overall, like, I would venture to say everyone out there wants to always feel like she is that exception. You know what I mean? That that love that she has with the boyfriend, the husband, whatever it is different than, you know, anyone else he's been with or anyone else that she's been with. So, like, I think that's a very valid and, you know, like, thing to for her to say and to express.
I think Vanessa just wanted to know that, like, if Nick was going to propose to her, like, there was no question in his mind that she was the right choice. And that it wasn't even, like, the right choice for the situation, but the one that he wants to marry, you know?
Right, because she had said something about that, like, I don't want to be in a relationship where my relationship with you is just slightly better than a relationship with another woman. But of course, woman.
I think that's a huge statement and very valid.
Yeah, very valid.
But I think that, okay, so I definitely have given Nick a hard time this entire season. Like, I thought he was very distant. I thought he was very closed off. I didn't see the chemistry and the passion that I saw in his eyes when he was with Caitlin or with Andy. Yeah. I didn't see that at all this season.
Right.
However, I really did believe it when he was proposing to Vanessa. Like, I believed he was really happy and that he was in love. And at that moment, that's what he wanted to do.
Yeah, you know where I had seen that prior that I noticed tonight? I saw that with Raven. And I'm going to pose a question. I'm curious to hear your guys' answers. Chat roll. I'd love to hear yours. Raven is so enthusiastic, you know, and she's just so bubbly that I wonder if Nick's response to her is because of Raven. But I was watching tonight and I'm going, it might be Raven. Because he seems genuinely more happy and more excited to be with Raven than he does with Vanessa. Do you think that it was just a product of Raven just rubbing off on Nick?
I think it's probably a product of a few things. I think editing played a huge role in that. I think they knew exactly how they were going to portray each girl.
Yeah.
Vanessa was for sure, like, you know, the pusher, the question mark, you know, but she's... You know, she's a freaking catch. And then there's Raven, who's just this lighthearted, like, sweet Southern belle to the T.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, right away, I think they already had those visions. And I, you know, I think they're just different women. You know, they probably had different views. But if Raven did sit down and have those conversations of, like, where are we going to live? Where are we going to work? You know, like, very logistical, real-life conversations. We never saw that, and that's all we saw from Vanessa.
Do you think that's why Raven came off towards viewers as slightly naive?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I do. Like, because you have to, like, did they ever have those conversations? You know, like, was that even...
Was she always like,
hey. Was she just always like, so good to see you, you know? Like, or was there an actual foundation to build a real life upon?
I mean, I guess she did address that a little bit on After the Final Rose. She
said I thought was very smart.
There are moments, you know, when I would go back, and of course I thought about that, but I always wanted to put my best foot forward.
Yeah.
Thoughts on that?
For me, when I saw her during After the Final Rose, I was like, okay, it made sense what she was saying. She was like, I just always wanted to be very optimistic.
Yeah.
And I just saw that as like, okay, she was always like just affirming him. Like, you're so great. I love you. Like, this is amazing. Look how much fun we'll have. Like,
champion cheerleader.
Right, exactly. Yeah. She was like his hype woman, you know?
Yeah. That's kind of a cool idea.
Where I feel like maybe Vanessa took it more seriously. She was like, listen, I love you. Like, this is actually happening. Like, how is this going to work? You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be brokenhearted. Like, I don't want to be you at the end of this. Like, you know, sitting there all alone, like, with my world devastated and, like, not knowing what I'm going to do. Like,
on national television.
On national television. Yeah. Like, this is serious to me. And maybe it wasn't as serious to Raven. I don't know. Maybe it was. Maybe we just didn't see that. But I definitely think that Vanessa took it seriously.
Yeah. Do you feel like Nick was torn between the two? Between Vanessa and Raven? Like, Ben with JoJo
You have to think, Lauren. Like, or at least...
I think they're so different.
Yeah, they're so different, but also, like you were saying, it's like, to have someone, you're so great, I love you, you're so this, just, you know, all the time, like, and just have so much fun with, and that's all that there is, like, right off the bat, that, in my opinion, like, that's way more appealing than, like, let's sit down and have these serious conversations, you know, 24 hours of the day, but maybe, you know, the night before, the morning of, whenever his heart spoke to him, you know, he was like, who can I actually see a growing life with? Like, are we just going to run around on the roller rink, or like, are we going to make decisions together?
I also think that Vanessa's family played a big part in it. Like, Nick comes from a big family. He probably loves that. You know what I mean? And but family is so important to Vanessa, and not that it's not to Raven, but their families are completely different, you know?
Yeah.
Also, like, Raven's super cute, but Vanessa's drop dead gorgeous. And, like, I'm sorry, but I think that he just feels more passion when he's with her. Like, they're passionate towards each other.
Right.
Like, you don't get so angry with someone or ask them so many questions if you're not interested, if you don't want to know those answers.
Right.
Where Raven was just having a good time. And I think that's fine, too, you know, but their loves, I think, were very different.
I think that's a perfect way to put it. I think that's what we've been talking kind of in circles about for 10 minutes. It's just that, you know, like, they were just different loves, and that's okay. Everyone has a different love. But he just chose his own love.
Interesting. I'm just looking now at the chat rolls. People talk about the differences between Ben and Nick and maybe the torn heart between the two. Yeah. I mean, after all things have been said and done, you know, I know we've talked a lot about Raven and Vanessa, and we're going into, like, a lot of different assumptions of what we've seen on the edits, you know, one of which, like you guys just brought up, of I saw a lot more compliments come from Nick about Raven than I ever saw for Vanessa.
Right.
Like,
but I think that's how they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, they
They always have great edits in the sense of, like, they know how they want to be portrayed, and that's exactly how it's going to be.
Yeah, well, okay, so we go into to their dates. We're leading up to the picking out of the diamonds. Did you guys see which one she picked? Was it round or did Nick pick, like, the round one, the square one?
Yeah,
I think it was square.
The no diamond ones. Both of yours are round. So yeah. I was interested in.
I know. I don't love that, but
you're like, don't pick the round one because then it's going to be too many round ones too out many, there and become many. Popular. And, well, then hopefully she got the square one. Going into the proposal for Nick. When Raven was given kind of her letdown speech, what were your, like, she was so stoic, unreadable.
Yep.
I was like, wait, is she gonna collapse in shock?
I mean, I just wish, and this has happened a few times, you know, during the final rose. Like, if someone is going to stand in front of you and pour their heart out like that, please stop them. Like, to me, watching,
don't,
like,
let it go
just
on.
Just don't let it go on. Yeah. I think that is one of the worst things that you can do.
I think so too.
And, like, just be a man or be a woman and, like, I can't let you go through with expressing everything. Like, I wouldn't feel right. Allow it to stand. And then, like,
right.
Well, actually, it's really sweet of you to say, but.
And let me recap our entire relationship.
Then, right. And then let's recap it and go through all the good times.
Yeah.
But the twist at the end. I'm not picking you.
Huge butt, the biggest butt of your entire life is going to happen right now.
And also, what I never, ever, ever, ever understand.
I love that you're saying this.
I get so mad about this, you guys. Could you imagine standing in front of someone and they're like, "I love you. You're my whole life. You're my soulmate." Blah blah blah. He then turns you down, or she turns you down, and then, but let's hold hands and walk away together.
Let's forget your coat too.
Yeah, don't forget your coat. Like, yes, you can walk with me to my car and send me that you'll never see me again. What?
And then she said, "Thank you."
Then she said, "Thank you for everything."
I don't think Raven was that upset. I'm sorry, but she did not seem brokenhearted to me. Okay. And he was like, "I'm gonna miss you," and she was like, "I know."
First of all, that was the most epic response ever. I thought that was so badass.
And you know what? Like, this is just gossip, but I don't know if you guys have heard, but apparently Vanessa wasn't very liked in the house.
Yeah.
By the other women. And this, to me, wasn't so... Like, I guess I saw it and
this
heard it.
This is a gossip show, so keep going. Yeah.
I'm going to just gossip here. But I guess when Vanessa was like... I mean, Raven was like, "Yeah, I know you're going to miss me." She was probably like, "Yeah, I'm, like, way more fun and lighthearted. Like, you're lost."
Yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But she didn't seem crushed to me.
To me neither.
No.
I think anyone would tear up, like, you know, speaking your heart
from
and
the
then cheering.
Alone.
Exactly.
And they're trying, like, such a journey, you
totally.
Know, like,
I can't stand the word journey.
But it
when
is
people
the journey.
Come off the show, I'm like, first things first, you don't have to say journey anymore.
Just take it out
of
your vocabulary.
Let's get some things out of there.
Yeah.
Like, let's de-neutralize.
Yeah.
Like, let's get back to
center. Bring it back.
But I also do think, because Rachel wasn't announced at this moment, and so in Bachelor Fair, like, Raven gets in to say her goodbye in the limo, and she gave the can't be loved speech. It has to cross your mind.
That you might be the next Bachelorette.
That you might be the next Bachelorette. Do you think Raven was like, it's silver lining
definitely.
Here. Because I might be going after 25
dudes. Oh, yeah.
Dudes.
So
maybe.
I guess she, because at the point she doesn't know that
she
Rachel.
No idea.
No idea.
I mean, well, she's doing something right because she's going to paradise, which.
Yeah, thoughts?
I don't, I mean, I like to see more of her, but I think she's too good for Paradise. Yeah.
Okay, so that leads us right in. So a couple things before we run out of any time. Nick's going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
So we have to address that. Okay, before we go there, they come, they have their thing. Vanessa comes out. They talk about the fact that they're like, the things haven't been easy. Let's touch on that before we go to Dancing with the Stars. Do you feel like Vanessa and Nick are going to make it as a result of that conversation?
Absolutely not.
That's
a hard no from me.
No.
Yeah.
You don't think that that's a healthy, oh, they're showing healthy signs of like talking it out because every couple fights, they're like, look, every couple fights, I think people can relate to that.
I mean, they can make like one comment because I do agree, like no relationship is picture perfect, whether you're on national television or you're not. But Vanessa came out like just sitting on the couch. She wasn't like glowing. There was nothing, just exuding happiness.
Yeah.
And she kept preaching on the fact that they've had their struggles. Like, okay, like you should be coming out. This is your first time in public together. Like if you've watched other seasons or if you can imagine, people have been so happy.
Yeah.
You know, she's just like, she kept reiterating that they've had struggles. And then he comes out, and I mean, Chris Harrison always probably asks the most awkward questions, you know, but like,
right.
Are you going to get married? And like, well, we're taking baby steps, you know, just like, I don't know. That was the most awkward after the rose. Like, I didn't feel any love. I mean, I'm happy for them. I hope that if that's what they're looking for, that it works out. Like, as a viewer, I wasn't like, God, you guys are relationship goals. You know what I mean? Like, how sweet. There was nothing.
Christina, would you rather see that or them come out and just be like, you know what? We didn't know. And so there was no proposal. You know, and have Nick do a kind of a Brad Womack moment. Which would you
prefer? Wait, are you trying to, like, rewrite the show?
Yeah, in terms of, like, a fairy tale ending, what's Goosebumps it here? Let's choose your own ending. Like, would you have rather seen what happened tonight and Nick and Vanessa come out and not be, like, exuberantly, passionately in love with each other? Or just, like, it didn't work out?
No, I'm happy the way it ended. Like, I would rather see that. Like, I hope for him and for her that it works out and that they are happy together. Like, that's great. Like, I know we kind of make fun of, like, the corny love story, but, like, it is beautiful. Like, it's so great when people find love. And especially if you could do it in this way, that's fantastic. For me, I appreciate the fact that she's real with it and is not like, oh, my gosh, everything's so perfect.
Real talk.
However, again, I just think it's her delivery. Like, she does come off really cold to me, which I kind of just don't get being from a big Italian family.
Yeah.
But...
And she doesn't seem cold at all with the kids that she
No, and I'm sure she's not a cold person. I just think that it was a little too much. Like, we get it. It's been difficult. Like,
right.
You know, but give us some glimmer of hope. You know what I mean? Like, tell us, like, how you're so excited to make it happen. And for me, it wasn't, like, the type of... It wasn't relatable.
Yeah.
Like, I get every relationship is difficult and everyone has problems.
For
like,
sure.
100%.
Right.
You know, but it just, to me, wasn't relatable. She seemed like... almost like aggressive, like angry about it, you know?
Yeah, like I just feel like she just wanted, like, she wanted the interview to be over, like, and she just wanted out. But we kind of talked about this, like, little does she know that she signed a contract for so many appearances,
right?
And radio shows and Instagram posts and this and that. Like, I don't know if she really knows what's coming for her in this whole journey.
Yeah,
you know,
there you go.
But I think she is excited about it, you know what I mean?
Like,
guys, imagine that you did this show, right?
Right.
And now you're living in a separate country from your fiancé. No one can know you're together.
Yeah.
And people on social media are calling you, like, Ice Queen, like I just did. Like, that sucks to hear that. You know what I mean?
That sucks,
And you're being edited to look like someone who's kind of crazy, who's someone who's, like, always arguing, you know what I mean? And you're, like, pitted against, like, the sweet Southern girl.
Totally.
Yeah. Like, that stinks. You know what I mean?
Tough. Well, and to give Vanessa and Nick a flip of this token, you know, we noted before we even saw this that, like, Nick just seems to be less enthusiastic when he's with Vanessa. And that might be partly because that's just their relationship. It's more of serious toned. And that's what we're seeing. And we're like, it's not really working out. But maybe they're having these conversations. She's being real about it. And it's great. That could be, too. We have to consider that as an option as well.
Yeah. I mean, I hope that it is. I mean, honestly, like, I hope that it is.
If they're already arguing at this point, they haven't really seen each other. They're going into this now with the opportunity to go to Dancing with the Stars. Vanessa's been really supportive. What do you guys think? Like, is that... sounds like it would make it harder.
Yeah, and now he's under just a whole other set of obligations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, filming rehearsals. Like, I think those rehearsals are hours and hours long. I don't think she made it very clear that she's going to be in LA for that whole time. I don't know.
Would you support that decision in your current relationship? Like, if this relationship were yours, would you be like, yeah, go do Dancing with the Stars? It's a great opportunity. You'll never have that opportunity again. Strike while the iron's hot. Or just be like, look, are you really into the relationship or not? Because we're already driving around in separate cars. I just want to be in the same car with you.
Right. I mean, I think coming from me, for sure, like, I'm just the type of person or, like, I mean, my fiance and I currently live 2,000 miles away from each other. You know, like, he's pursuing his dream in Saints. So, like, coming from that sense, I would never be the type of person to, like, you can't do that. You have to pick one. You know? So, like, I think that's awesome of her. And I think that's what having a companion is about, of supporting no matter what. Just if they're doing it under the right pretense, I guess. You know, that he's just not in, like, to go on Dancing with the Stars and then have that to his resume and for that airtime.
Yeah.
I would be so supportive of
it. Yeah. I would be like, that's why you guys are together, to support each other.
I appreciate the fact that he said, like, this is a decision we made together.
Yeah.
For me, I'd be like, okay, like, this is going to be really hard on a relationship. Mm-hmm. So I want you to know, if you're going to do this, like, this is what I need from you. Like, I need you to come home no matter how tired you are and, like, show me that you want to be with me. And I'm going to be at every single one of your shows. And I'm going to, like, be your biggest cheerleader. And, like, let's do this. But, like, you got to win, you know? Like, I would be all about it.
Like, we'll practice together. I mean, any relationship is a give and take. So, for sure, if they'd made that decision together, that's awesome.
Okay, cool.
But I do think that, like, Nick wants to be a celebrity.
Yeah.
So, like,
no question.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that, like, I think for him, this has been such an incredible journey over the past 4 years. Like, he probably, like, can't believe this. He went on as, like, a dorky little kid on Andy's season. Like,
now he's a sex symbol.
Now people think he's, like, this heartthrob. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's probably like, wait a minute, I'm peaking right now, and now I'm in, like, engaged.
Nisha from Chat World, this is so funny, and I totally agree with you. She said, well, after that commercial, I don't think Nick will last long on Dance with the Stars. Looks like he can't dance worth a damn.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
Yeah, he's, like, doing this weird, like, whoever, I totally agree with you. That's Joseph really funny.
Joseph Boza, whoever his pro is, may God be with her.
No, I think he'll do a good job, you guys.
You guys are funny.
I think he'll do a good job. Yeah, and I think that America likes him, too. So I think he's probably, which is so crazy, like, probably one of the better known celebrities.
Could they come out of the show? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, or on the show, on Dancing with the Stars. I hear you.
I don't know who else is on it.
I think you're right. Now, Christina, how do you feel about, well, they did something new. You commented while we were watching Rachel on the show. They surprise her. They're like, listen, Bachelorette starts right now. And they do the four. Did you think that was a good idea, bad idea, distracting, sweeping Nick under the rug?
So many feelings on this. Okay. I think it was a great idea to make, to draw some interest into the next season.
Yeah.
Because I think that, like, I feel like for JoJo's season, it just started a couple weeks afterwards.
Okay.
Now Rachel's season is going to start in May. I feel like at that point, like, people are kind of over it. You know what I mean? Like,
But nothing's really going to happen. They're not starting an episode next week. So I'm like,
I don't know.
I actually thought it was going to kind of start next week. I thought they were leading into it by tonight, being like, okay.
That would be interesting if they do. Tune in next week. I don't know. Maybe Chatroll knows.
If I were Rachel, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, hello, I'm wearing a pantsuit right now. Like, I had a dress planned out for this. Like, time out. This is not how I planned it.
Rachel looked so bomb.
She did look amazing.
She looked so beautiful.
She did.
I don't know why they did that. I don't like that. Like, let's just keep things how they are. You know, if it isn't broke, don't fix it. I wasn't all about that, especially, like, if it's not starting until May, like, okay, cool, so we met three guys who, by the way, Dean, you are so cute, and then, you know, they're like, okay, bye, guys, so.
Chatroll is saying that they don't like it, they did not like it, they thought like it was a distraction tactic, they thought that it was.
You guys, it totally overshadowed Nick and Vanessa, like, definitely. By the end, I was like, wait. Were Nick and Vanessa on this show? Uh-huh. They just, like, they're like,
it
Nick
totally overshadowed them.
Like, bye.
Do you think that as a producer, let's consider the conversations as they're having with Nick and Vanessa. I'll do this quickly, but they're like, listen, we're not, like, we're struggling, we're fighting a lot. Like, maybe they were like, look, just get this over with as quickly as possible.
For sure. You guys, there could have been a more awkward interview with Nick and Vanessa, I mean, Chris Harrison is like asking them these just awful questions, you know, like they're not having a conversation. There was no flow. So they're probably like, I mean, they're obligated to do the final rose. They had to come out, do their thing. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, okay, check, check, check. Now let's create this whole new situation and buzz.
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't actually feel like their conversation was that uncomfortable with Chris Harrison. I was more uncomfortable watching Vanessa talk to Chris than the two of them.
Yeah.
However, it definitely seemed like they were a couple who does not spend much time together. Like they were not in unison at home.
They just weren't. Yeah.
But sync.
With Rachel, I think this was a big move, like from the producers, and I think they're honestly worried about how the audience that she'll attract.
Yeah.
I think they're worried that her ratings aren't going to be great and that not many people are watching.
But what does that mean? Dean is canceled. A few people have said that. What does that mean?
Dean was on the show. He was one of the guys that got introduced, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he got canceled already. So what is that? These are spoiler stuff, guys. We don't go into spoilers.
Oh, my God. What?
I don't know. I think the producers are a little bit concerned about Rachel's season. Sure. I think this is the most we've ever seen, like, a bachelorette being discussed or, like, the attention towards her before, right?
Do you feel like The Bachelor in general is peaking?
Yes, I think it's peaked.
Like, do you think we're on our way down? There's a lot of different factors, and the reason I brought this up at the beginning of the show about social media is because, you know, it's kind of odd. We all, like, the contestants know what the right reasons are. We hear that a lot, right reasons, but all of us watching don't seem to have an idea of what the parameters of right reasons are, because you're going on the show to find love, which already connote a fact that, like, convey the sense of like going for the wrong reasons,
right?
But now with like social media, you touched on it, Christina, that you know there is something after the show, and a big reason why they didn't pay contestants is they didn't want to have an incentive in play to ruin the opportunity of being on the show. Like that was the opportunity to come on
to fall in love. Yeah.
And now that exists, I just wonder if we're seeing a shift in the landscape in fandom,
without question. I mean, I think we talked about this a few shows ago, but it's like if you looked at Trista and Ryan, right, and all those contestants.
Yeah.
Like, you guys, that is night and day from what's happening
now.
Definitely. If you sign up for The Bachelor or Bachelorette, you know hands down that there is a social media following, which then, you know, turns into a part-time job, a full-time job, based on what opportunities you get. So I think that is a huge factor. Like, and so it automatically has shifted who's going to be interested.
But, you know, to kind of go back on that, I guess, too, is, like, if we look at the numbers, we're in the 21st season of The Bachelor. And prior to 2015, when social media started to get big for The Bachelor, we only saw, like, four couples. The Mesniks, Tristan Sutter. We have Sean and Catherine.
Yeah.
And then, like, Desiree and Chris, really, were the only successful relationships to come out of Bachelor. And then, post-2015, we had three in a row. We had Caitlin, and then out of Caitlin came Ben and Lauren, and out of that came Joe, and Jordan, and then in between that we had two Bachelor in Paradise, Carly and Evan, and then we had Jade and Tanner. So I'm like, we've had five in like 2 years,
however, Jade and Tanner are the only ones that are married.
Married, yeah. I mean, Ben, you know,
I guess that's true.
You know, it's all rumors, but it's like,
they had time.
You know, Ben and Lauren, people are kind of like,
People are saying,
are they together? Are they not together? You know, so I think it's a whole, until they're married, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
We'll see how it all plays out. Chatroll is saying that, they think that just Bachelor wanted to wash their hands of the whole Nick situation.
I agree with Miss Nana.
Yeah.
She's saying that, but can we give props to Rachel for not constantly posting on IG and Twitter since she was announced as Bachelorette? She clearly isn't looking for followers. Like, you know what? You're right. We can give props to her on that. I think so. Like, she's living her life. Like, I mean, they haven't started filming yet, so it's not like she can't be on social media, you know? She's probably like, screw that. Like, I'm just doing me. You know, I don't really.
Or maybe, God forbid, she really is in it for love. You know, like, what a concept.
Yeah.
You know?
Weird. Would you believe it?
I don't know.
Weird show. Well, anyway, thank you guys for participating there on Chatroll. For those of you listening to the podcast, we hope you've enjoyed your drive and your wherever you are safely. After Buzz, me and Chelsea have an announcement. It's kind of made last week, but we've been driving in here and committing 5 hours of our night to recapping After Buzz Bachelor style. And I've had a blast. I'm going to speak for myself. I'll let you say your thing, Chelsea. But this is my very last show. And to be honest, I'm a little bit more emotional now I say that than I thought I would be. You know, I've talked about The Bachelor ad nauseum, and I think the torch needs to be passed on. But I have had an amazing time chatting with you guys and reviewing everything over the season. So I just wanted to say thank you for your comments and for your, you know, allowing me to be here on AfterBuzz. Chelsea?
You guys, I'm so bad at any sort of goodbyes. I will actually be moving to Boston at the end of May. So that's why I'm no longer going to be physically here on the AfterBuzz panel. I've been at AfterBuzz for almost 4 years. So I've seen it grow and have done a lot of cool shows and a lot of really fun things. And, you know, being with the producers and the whole crew and obviously with you guys is everything fun and amazing. So I will miss it every week. And I'll miss you guys. And I hope we can still keep in touch. Speaking of social media, via social media. So that's...
Guys, that's happening. I'm really sad that you're both going.
I know.
But I'm really excited for you to move to Boston.
Thank you.
And Brooks.
What's coming next?
Yeah. What's coming next?
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Definitely.
Well, Christina, Danny, if you're watching, we love you guys. And it has been fun. And it's been real. So
there we go, guys.
There we go. That's it.
I'm so sad about this goodbye. I'm like more sad about this than The Bachelor ending.
Let's do it together. All right, you guys. This is our this is it. This is our final goodbye. Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV. See you later.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.